Good evening, and welcome to the Night Owl, and happy May. If you're new to this side of the Bird Brain podcast, well, this is the side of the podcast where the things that go bump in the night have a little bit more freedom to roam around. But I must warn you, content may contain adult language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is always advised. Growing up, there may have been quirks you had, certain behaviors, how you even looked, that you may want to forget as you get older. But just because we are eager to forget a lot of things from the past doesn't mean that they forget us. Lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable. You won't be sleeping tonight. I give you, I'm no dummy. I got straight A's all throughout my academic career. I was a part of clubs and sports. Never got in trouble. I wasn't a teacher's pet, but the faculty actually loved me. Had a solid group of friends, too, so you'd say I was the perfect kid with a healthy esteem. Everything checked out when it came to me, except for the fact that I liked to play with dolls. Not just any dolls, though. Ventriloquism was my thing. Not sure how I got into it, but I just always thought the ability to make something speak without you having to was cool. All right, slight confession. I used to pop the heads off my sister's Barbie dolls and chase her around with the bodies. It was harmless enough, you know, child's play, if you will. As I got older, my folks just invested in my own set of dolls. Girl dolls, dude dolls, and they let me have at it. I remember this one kid's show with a dummy on it. It scared me at first, but then I became intrigued by it. So I started to practice, just by watching. Minimal mouth movement, stillness, and concentration on the dummy, not me. Those are the main things I remember. Wearing all black helped your puppet stand out more too, FYI. So I practiced for years until I got really good at it. There had been times I'd sneakily attach a string to the mouth to make it appear that I wasn't touching it at all while making it talk. It was pretty cool. It creeped some people out. But it wasn't so cool at night when there's a dummy sitting across your room and it looks as if it's saying something to you in your sleep or just watching you sleep. My ex-girlfriend at the time, she gifted me one years back. That I kept until we broke up. Then I left it in the woods on a camping trip. To her knowledge, it was an accident. For me, it was definitely on purpose. But it's like she knew because she would brood for no reason. Staring Stew, that's what I called him. He had messy hair that stood straight up. And he wore a flannel shirt with dark jeans and tan boots. And he always had a crooked smile. His eyes were human-like, but not in a good way. Some people's eyes have something behind them, like if they could get away with it, whatever it was, they would. And sometimes they probably already have. That was Staring Stew for me. He creeped me out, but I didn't have the guts to tell her. I asked her where she got it from, and she said it was just a gift from someone that she was giving to me. My girlfriend always seemed eager to pull focus. I'll be honest, my folks weren't the most welcoming of her, so her fighting for attention made sense. Her energy is off. That was my dad. And coming from him, that said a lot. The damn guy didn't even give astrology a second thought. But there was something about her that he didn't favor. The dolls I made were more chill. They were happier. They were funnier. My dogs were on the fence about them, but overall, they were cool. It was a cool family party trick, too, and my folks enjoyed it, so everything was all right. The night my ex and I broke up, I had a show at one of the bigger venues. It was solid. It was sold out. I made sure to invite everyone, and they didn't disappoint. My buddy showed up, my family, my ex, and someone with her. I didn't know him, though. Not even sure he went to our school. She hung with a different crowd. I didn't judge, I just didn't feel right about it. That night, I was sitting in the green room before a call. The room was full of mirrors, so any mirror I looked into, I saw a doll. And at one point over my shoulder, I could see in the dark hallway that it looked like someone was standing there with a puppet in their hand. But no sooner as I saw it, I got called out to stage. The show was great. The theatrics after, not so much. She came to the green room after the show. So I didn't see Stu. I didn't have a part for him in this set. Why not? Well, it was a different story tonight. We loved horror, and whenever I used Stu, it was for the darker stuff, but know your audience, you know? This was a family show. You got rid of him, didn't you? I know you did, so don't lie. But how did she know? Next thing you know, she pulled him out of her bag, and the expression on Stu's face, he seemed pissed, but smiling through it. You think you're so great. I'm always watching you, she said. She threw the doll at me and he dropped to the floor face first with a loud thud. It made me uncomfortable since I felt like there was something human about him. I picked it up and I tossed it in the trash can and left. But my biggest question was, how did it get back from the woods? I left it there, and no one else knew I did. That night, I went out to dinner with my folks, and they asked what happened. I gave them a short version, and they were cool with that. I went to use the restroom, and it's as if the restaurant cleaned out at the exact moment. It was silent. It was so silent. The water drops from the sink were piercing. The bathroom was empty, but I thought I heard someone coming in behind me. The footsteps were light, but it was like they were looking for something. Someone. I remained as still as possible until I heard them leave. But I never heard them leave. My show fell on a weekend, so my friends came back to my place and we hung out for a while. It eventually got pretty late and they all went home. So I cleaned up the basement and made my way upstairs. As I shut out the lights, I gave one final look around. And in the corner, I saw hair. Hair that stood up. I saw small feet perched on the lap of someone much, much larger. Staring stew always belonged to someone else. So there you have it. Tune in for another story to keep you up at night. And if you are on the East Coast in Delaware, New York, the tri-state area, there is a NORC Film Festival out there that you can submit to. Horror, drama, action, anything your heart desires. If you are a filmmaker out there and you want to get your story seen, I'll be dropping the link in the description of this episode. Submit. Go for it. You deserve it. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Sleep tight.